This is episode 2019 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, after celebrating her 52nd birthday aboard a yacht.
A yacht.
In Saint-Tropez. With old Ben.
Remember
Benji.
Bandy Soleil for the Saint-Tropez town. You remember that?
See, I don't remember that.
Jingle. That was a jingle. It was everything. Yeah. That's when we didn't know anything about SPF and the dangers of the sun.
Oh, yeah. There was
you
that.
Just like women would like rub butter all over their bodies and go
baby oil
in the sun like a turkey and get basted.
Pretty much. Baby oil and tinfoil.
And tinfoil. Wow. I don't remember that one. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Band du Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan. So they were in Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
Huh, we never hear about Saint-Tropez
on a boat.
Anymore. On a boat. Not just a boat. They weren't on a boat.
They were on an effing yacht.
They were on a yacht. Okay.
So anyway, then yeah. Jen stepped out in Monaco on Monday.
Yeah.
Sporting some new sparkle.
Sparkle.
A
bling.
Gold chain necklace that spelled out the word B.
B.
E.
E. I wonder what it could be.
N.
N. Let's see here. B. E. That spells Ben. She's telling the world about Ben. Why?
Yeah,
why is
know.
This a big deal? Like, it's like, this is a cryptic thing.
Is it?
Think some of this is, like, staged.
Well, yeah, it is.
I think some of this is, like, staged. You see the paparazzi? She's sticking her tongue out of the paparazzi. Then he rubs her ass. It's just, you know,
No, she's sticking her tongue out while he has his hand
on her.
Well,
but, I mean, the thing is, she's got a necklace that says Ben. This is not eighth grade. She doesn't need a Ben necklace, eighth grade, that she probably spent 10 grand on.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
The tube, and they spotted out and about laying on the PDA this past weekend.
Yeah.
And channeled the whole Jenny from the Block and another way over the weekend with Ben caressing Jennifer's booty while the pair soaked up. While they were being photographed too, they had photographers on the boat.
Yeah.
They were soaking up some sun on J-Lo's birthday boat, them and their personal paparazzi.
Maybe she was singing Jenny from the Block. No, because this is the scene from the video where he's rubbing her butt and he's got the silver watch on and the whole bit.
Well, J-Lo's booty was scantily clad in a mere $3,000 designer bikini and cover up. There was no cover up on when that picture was shot.
No, the cover up was missing. It was just her butt and a little bit of the bikini. Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, Jenny's ex, A-Rod, not only liked an online birthday wish for her from her sister, but we're told he also sent a personal birthday wish via text.
Of course he did. Hey,
wonder
Ben,
what that said.
Bite me. That's what that said. I guarantee you that's what he said. No, apparently, you know, they're getting along now.
They
still have business dealings.
Yes.
A lot of joint business dealings.
Yes.
For having such a short relationship, what was it, like 2-3 years, right? It wasn't that long. They sure got into bed together a lot over business. So,
they did,
I think that's, and they're still sorting that out.
But how long was Bennifer?
I don't, you know, Bennifer was a while. It was a while, I remember
that.
Was
it a few years?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Hmm.
Which was first, Ben or Diddy?
Diddy.
Diddy was first, then Ben, then Mark Anthony, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know after that. I'm lost after Mark Anthony.
There wasn't anything significant.
No, there you go.
Well, Jamie Lynn Spears' hubby was caught red-handed looking at sister-in-law Brittany's racy Instagram.
Oh, wait a minute. What? Uh-huh. What?
And it was captured in a snap by Jamie herself.
What?
Yeah.
Now, to refresh, Britney Spears posted a couple of topless, though covered, photos on her Instagram this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe in between, in her story, she had something about kindness or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
All right. So not sure what to make of this, but Jamie Lynn is standing behind hubby Jamie Watson. Now, all right. I have to stop there for a second and address the whole Jamie
Jamie going on. There's a lot of Jamies in that.
There's
family.
Dad Jamie.
Yeah.
There's Jamie Lynn daughter.
Yeah.
Which is Brittany's sister. If you're like, you know, getting all cozy with your husband, Jamie.
Jamie and Jamie.
The Jamie Jamie show.
Uh-huh.
Are you thinking of your dad?
Oh, no, that's gross. Where did that come from? Man, only in your decrepit.
Okay, so anyway, hubby Jamie
is shirtless
looking at Brittany's post on his phone, and Jamie Lynn is standing behind him.
Yeah.
Taking the mirror snap wearing a skimpy bikini. So,
oh, you know what they're
up
to.
Does he know she's there? Or was this a skimp
shot? Does she know that he was looking at her sister's topless photos?
Well, she found
maybe
that
out.
Maybe
it was a topic of discussion, maybe. It's like, oh, look what Brittany did. I kind of doubt that.
Now, Jamie's hubby's phone, husband Jamie.
Yeah, yeah.
Was showing the middle of Brittany's story's post.
Uh-huh.
But to get there, he had to view her boob pics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's one of the... Maybe he was expanding the screen to make it bigger.
I don't know. So he could read it.
Yeah.
Because
so
that's
middle,
what you do. You read the article.
Sure. You're speaking from experience, of course. The middle screen of the story was a book quote about kindness.
Yep.
Which Britt stuck in the middle of her story.
I saw that.
I'm sure you did.
Something about kindness and, you know, whatever. She chooses kindness. It was a very pleasant thing.
And stars on her boobs.
You know who I haven't seen topless in a long time is Halle Berry. What's that all about, Halle? You're behind the times now. Britney Spears has got you beat on the whole topless picture thing on Instagram. We should get on that. I had a thought, though. Today is... Yesterday was Sandra Bullock's birthday, right?
Yes.
57. Sandra hasn't done anything in a while. She did that, you know, whatever, that the box thing on Netflix. Uh-huh. But what was it called? Bird Box or...
Bird Cage.
Yeah.
Bird Box.
No, that was Bird Box. Anyway.
That reminds me. I need to watch that.
Yeah. Anyway, she's going nowhere. And we single-handedly saved Halle Berry's career here on the Who Cares News.
I'm thinking we
should trade Halle Berry for Sandra Bullock now and help get Sandra some work.
No, leave Sandra Bullock alone.
Why?
Leave Sandra Bullock alone.
We want to, you know, make her America's sweetheart again, do we not?
She's still America's sweetheart.
No,
she don't need no more money.
Work.
She's a rich woman.
She's not getting any work. She wants to work. It's
maybe she does, maybe she doesn't.
She wants to work. I think she wants to work. I say we save Sandra Bullock. We swap out Halle Berry for Sandra Bullock.
No. Leave Sandra Bullock alone, you lecher.
Yeah, I'm not a lecher. I am a harmless dude. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.